All right, and welcome to a brand new episode of Say What Now. You have me, John, your host, and you have my co-host right here to my right, Deshaun. So, as you can see, we are missing our other two co-hosts, Tab and Shay. So, you know, hopefully they'll be back next time when we get ready to do another episode. So, first things first, of course, welcome back to the best podcast of 2025 here in the state of Mississippi. We are glad to have y'all back for a brand new episode for y'all to see us and listen to what we got to say and get off our chest. You know, we are ready to have a great, productive episode, you know, and everything. So I'm going to go to the clipboard because, you know, clipboard got the whole agenda on it, you know. So, if you would like to be a guest on the show, send in your opinion or any comments, concerns that you have for the show, or even to promote your business, make sure that you reach out to us by either DMing us or you can call us, text us, beat me if you want to reach me, Kim Possible style. Anyway, do it however you feel like you want to, so that we can be able to have you here on the show, read your stuff, promote your business. We support all black businesses, all napkin businesses. We support everybody, but, you know, I support black businesses more. I'm rooting for everyone black. If you would like to follow us on our socials, we are on YouTube at Say What Now 2024. What? We are on Instagram. Our Instagram is at say.what.now24 and our TikTok is Say What Now Podcast. Yeah, so make sure y'all follow us on those social media so you can keep up with the updates of the show so that, you know, you can say, you know, hey, they finna drop a new episode. Make sure y'all share, comment, like, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell their auntie and their grandmama and their cousin, baby mama, auntie, uncle, mama and daddy, if their lineage of family is still here. You thinking about the lineage?
Oh no.
Time for the disclaimer of the show. So the thoughts, views, and opinions expressed by the host, the co-host, the guest host, virtual or, you know, in person, it's only for entertainment purposes only. Mm-hmm. We are not here to throw shade. We are not here to be petty.
I say, as a person who says something about napkins,
we're not here to expose anybody or anything. We're not even here to tell on ourselves. We are here to just have fun. We're not here for anything but fun. So, you know, sit back, relax, and watch the show.
Or listen,
because we are on our other platforms. We have Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and Pandora. Mm-hmm. So, you know, yeah, run them views up on there, too. I thank y'all for running them up on YouTube, but you can run them up on there, too, even if you got to just, you know, share it with everybody. But we're going to drop that link tree in the bottom in the description box, so make sure y'all be ready to list, you know, go to those sites. Again, thank you everyone for that voted for us for the best podcast in Mississippi. Nominations has started again. So if you all would like to nominate us again, feel free to do so. We wouldn't mind.
Yeah, we're gonna have troubles all around.
Yeah, just line them up, you know. So if you would like I say, if you would like to be nominate us, we would greatly appreciate it. We wanna say thank you to everyone that did vote for us the first time. And everything. So, got any announcements before we start into the topic for today?
No.
Okay. So, I have a couple of announcements for myself. One, I am 2 months post-op from my VSG surgery. So, as of June the 7th, well, I weighed myself currently, which was yesterday. I have lost a total of 72 pounds since the surgery. So I am very proud of myself. It has been hell. Learning how to eat again has been hell. I recommend, but I don't recommend, but I do recommend the surgery to everyone because I want to live my best life. My back is slowly unbigging. So, yes, I be in the gym. Did you just look at my back to make sure it was unbigging? See what I'm talking about? We just read the disclaimer. I just read it to you. We are not exposing or shading or being petty. And here you go, leaning back to look to see if my back is unbigging. Man, what kind of co-host are you going to be? And then for you to think that I didn't see it and I'm looking dead at the camera. Wow. What kind of friend slash co-host are you going to be?
My bad. It was... My bad. Wow. First of all, I leaned back before you said that.
No, you didn't.
I did. I leaned back.
No, you didn't. But it's cool, though. So, yes, I am 2 months post-op, and I'm enjoying my journey. Hopefully, all I need is about 40 more pounds to be at my goal weight that my surgeon has set for me. But, you know, it's nothing.
I was going to ask, what's your goal weight? That's all.
The goal weight is 230.
Okay.
But I would like to get, like, to 220-ish.
Okay.
That's 220, 225.
222.6.
Yeah, I need about 225 then. Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, I'll be in the gym. If you see me in the gym, you know, help a brother out. You know, just let me know what I need to do. I'm not paying because I have no money. I'm poor. Secondly, my second announcement is I will be having a new job. So June is definitely a month of blessings for me. So, yeah, okay, okay. I'm leaving my current job and I'm going to another job. So, I'm going to miss a few of my coworkers and all the people that I have met at the job that I'm at. But, you know, this job that I'm going to has taken me 10 years in the making. So, yeah. Anything else? All right, so, as you know, I did state that we didn't have our co-host, Tab and Shay, here. And the topic that I had for today was based around them as well as with me and Deshaun so that we can all get a different opinion of everything. But since they're not here, I'm going to dedicate, we're going to go off script. So, I'm going to put the clipboard down and we're going to just... go off script, because I see you reading this, like, none of this is even finna matter. Oh, this is gonna be okay. A whole, what you see on this paper is gonna be a whole different episode now.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So,
okay.
It's not like you're gonna even remember those questions.
I'm not.
Alright, so, also, before we get ready to start, before I go off script, we will be having the season finale of this, of the podcast coming up soon. So, we will be entering into season 3. Very shortly, so we will be taking a hiatus because you know I'm going to see my auntie Beyonce in Houston. Don't y'all ever let that car or whatever prop she has malfunction the way it did. The fact that you look at that picture every time we do the podcast, every time we do the podcast, you look at that picture.
Oh,
dead one in them pancakes. I have no idea. So we will be having our season finale soon. So, in season 3, I do want everyone to know that we will be having some minor changes. Take that how you want. It will be some minor changes going on the show, from production, from stage hands, from people in front of the camera and the people that work behind the scenes. So, yeah, we're going to be just changing up a lot of stuff. We do hope to have more guest hosts next season than we did. Did we have any guest hosts this season?
Yeah.
Did we? We had two.
You.
My niece and her friend.
Right.
And Q.
Mm-hmm.
So, we had two.
That was it?
Yeah, we only had two guest hosts this season. Wow, we are slipping. But we are coming up, like I said, we're coming up on our season finale, so hopefully we will have more people to engage and be a part of the show so that, you know, they can come on and be like, hey, I want to be a part of the best podcast in Mississippi. Okay, so enough of that. But we will let y'all know when the season finale is coming up. We are going to share. We're going to let everyone know everything. So don't feel bad. Don't be like, oh, man, I missed the season finale. What did they do? Oh, man. You know, who coming on the show? Who finna be the new co-host? Who not going to be the new co-host? Who returning? Who not returning? You know, contracts are going out. So we'll, you know. Just like everybody on our reality shows, when they if they receive their letter to come back, then they receive their letter. But, you know, until then, we will, you know. So, as you all know, today is the last Sunday of June, and June is Mental Health Month. So, I would like to dedicate this episode to Men's Mental Health Month. So, today's topic is, what about my mental? Now, this is just part one, because I do want to do multiple parts on this, and I want to reach out to different, therapists out there so that they can help explain, you know, the benefits of going to therapy, understanding your mental and everything, being able to talk to someone and not just letting it all build up on you.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're a man, because I feel like as a man, you know, we get the label that, well, we are the label of that we are the protectors of the family, the breadwinners of the family. We got to stay strong throughout everything. We can't be emotional. We can't cry. We can't, you know, express how we really feel. And honestly, I feel like that's a bunch of BS.
Yep. Yep. Definitely overrated.
I feel like it's a bunch of BS, because honestly, I feel like a man should express himself the same way as everybody else. I feel like if he needs to cry, then cry. It's okay to cry. But, I mean, I understand that, yeah, by crying, it might show a sign of weakness. Don't get me wrong. Everybody has to cry. And you shouldn't hold back your tears, because that's a pressure that's building up in yourself, that if you don't let that aggression or anything out, then there's more pressure building up on yourself. Then you let it out on the wrong person. Then that's when a whole bunch of other issues then pop up.
Mm-hmm.
And I would rather you, as a male, go ahead and check your mental and be like, you know, this and this and this and that. And while we're on the point of men expressing themselves and saying what they have to say, women, anytime a guy tries to explain to you or express himself to you, that does not make him sassy, zesty, or whatever. That's letting that man... That's letting you know that that man, one, he trusts you to open up to you. Two, he wants to talk to you. Y'all always talking about communication. He's communicating to you. Thirdly, let that man tell you about his day. We have to sit there and listen to you and your day about how Shaquan and Barbara Ann got on your nerves because they was looking over their cubicle at you because you took a piece of their chicken that they had in the refrigerator. So if we can sit there and listen to that, well, we want you to listen to what we got to say. Don't think that the man is being zesty or spicy or whatever the words that everyone is using now for a man to express himself or to say what he is feeling on his mind. So... my question to you, Deshaun, is, since this is Men's Mental Health Month, how do you decompress for yourself?
Therapy. Therapy is one. I don't have a physical therapist that I go and see, as in, like, sit in somebody's room. Mm-hmm. Is virtual. Video chat, call,
but you do talk to someone though.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I mean, yeah. It's time.
So you got time. Yeah, okay, yeah. Well, therapy, gun range. You have outdoor activities, as in gardening, cutting grass.
You garden?
I have a small garden. I just did it like...
Why is it like I'm learning new stuff about you every time we do a show? You was in an orgy and now you garden. I'm surprised.
That wasn't the... What? Okay, well, Did we have to bring that back up? Somebody might have missed that.
No, I don't think nobody missed that episode, but clearly. I don't know. It's just like I'm learning a lot about you. Now you are a gardener.
Small. I mean, So
what do you plant?
It's a small garden. Don't do it. There's cucumbers, watermelon, and tomatoes.
Okay, that's more than two items, so it's kind of a garden there, sir.
Oh, well. I grew up with my dad. We had a acre of land that, you know, we literally used half of it as a garden. Okay. He had everything out there. And I missed it, you know. I miss it. So that's why that was my motivation to start, you know, my own. I mean, every year I talk about it, but.
You're doing it.
And I started late, but hey, it is what it is.
Hey, as long as you started. Yeah. That's all that matters, as long as you start.
So just finding something to preoccupy that downtime, dead space, whatever you want to call it. So, like I say, I love cutting grass, too. I have a corner lot.
You
so
can have that.
Cut grass. You know, I get my fan, I put one on this side, and I put one on this side. I just sit back, drink my water, and just look at what I just did. Yep.
A corner lot, so what that mean? Like, is it like small?
No, when you got a house on the corner, you have a little bit more grass to cut versus somebody who stay in between.
Houses, gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Property line, all this stuff.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Hmm. Now when I have to decompress myself, now what I do is, one, I try to meditate. No, I don't try. I do. Because I like, try to see, one, I try to go read my Bible so I can meditate and find a scripture that can go with my troubles and woes of the day, to start me off. And see what the Lord has, you know, put in his word for me, you know, so I can get some type of encouragement. And, you know, after that, I'll listen to some music. Then I will go to my friends, because now I talk to my friends. Now, some of y'all I've been neglecting a little bit lately, because, you know, I'm getting ready to go see Beyonce. So, yeah, I've been neglecting some of my friends, but trust me, I'm not doing it to be spiteful. I'm not trying to do it to be, you know, out the way or anything. And I don't want nobody to feel shame or the fact that I have not been speaking to them. But honestly, the month of June is with this being Men's Mental Health Month, it's a horrible month for me personally. And I do accept the fact that, you know, it's hard, and I understand that that people, you know, go through stuff. Like, this month makes 24 years since my father passed. So I haven't had my father around since I was 8 years old. Then, not only that, one of my cousins passed, my aunt, she passed, my sister's father, he passed. So it's like, the month of June is like full of, you know, so it makes it hard on, you know, me and my mental, because, you know, I'm losing a lot of people, or a lot of people have, you know, left that, you know, I'm like, you know, dang, if, you know, what if I had a little bit more time. So it messes with my mental a lot with it. Now, I have been to therapy, and I don't see nothing wrong with therapy. Because, and that's one of the topics that I want to get into when we come back next season, when we have a therapist. I would like to have a therapist come on the show so that we can talk about the mental state for African Americans. Not really just African American, but everyone, but specifically of African Americans. Why we hate going to therapy.
I think a lot of us look at it as, I'm just saying, from what I've heard, they're ashamed to admit that they see a therapist. But it's actually not bad. It's more so having a conversation with somebody
that's not biased, for one.
But yeah. In simplest terms, having a conversation with somebody that's not biased. They're going to hear what you say. Bring them aware of whatever situation you have. Look at your point of view and look at the other point of view. And they're going to give you, I don't even want to say their opinion, or
an alternate outcome.
Yeah. I mean, that's all it is. You're talking to somebody to basically get an unbiased opinion from.
Yeah. And and that's why I tell everyone, it's okay to go to therapy. It's okay to talk, because one, it's some stuff that I don't tell my friends. I tell them everything, but I don't tell them everything. Mm-hmm. And then I don't want them to be continuously having a bias, because if I'm talking about one friend to another friend, which I do, and I don't care because I'm grown. I don't want them to hold a bias to their other person. Mm-hmm. And then when they finally meet, they can be like, oh, you the one he was talking about. Oh, okay, yeah, fuck you. So I don't want that type of debt for that. I would rather talk to somebody that don't know nobody. Not mm-hmm. only that, I feel like for, especially like African Americans with therapy, everybody think that a therapist is going to shrink your head. You going to a shrink, you letting them all up in your head, shrinking your mind. It's not that kind of situation. That's a psychiatrist. Psychologist is two different things. Psychology and psychiatrist, two different things. Because one deals with the medication part of the mentalness, and the other one deals with just talking.
Yeah.
Because honestly, when I was at my last job with Deshaun at Loomis, because I ain't scared to say who the hell I worked for, I needed therapy bad. I was really messed up. Like, I had to go to therapy. It was horrible. And then COVID hit, that made it even worse. So I was really going through a lot of stuff. I had some mental problems, not like that type of mental problem, but like mental anxiety and stuff like that. And also I had anger issues. So therapy really helped me out a lot. And I always tell people, it's okay to go to therapy. It's not like somebody's shrinking your brain.
Mm-mm.
It's just that you got somebody to talk to, listen to you, take you up and be like, okay, well, you know, I see where you're coming from. You know, you feel like Sally Mae didn't answer your question right. But let me tell you this. How do you feel if Sally Mae did this way for point A and point B, and then y'all both came out with point C? So it's a way to doing it for therapy, but I would love to go back to therapy. I really would.
And for me, going to therapy unlocked some trauma I went through that I wasn't even aware I went through. Mm. And which was much needed, because it opened up the reasons why you make certain decisions. You're like, why did I do that? Or, dang.
Man, I feel like this same with me as well.
It'll bring you more. No, you just get more in tune with yourself. That's really all of it.
Yeah.
You just get more in tune with yourself. You, because I know I'm not the only person. Like, man, if I would have made this decision, what would have happened? Or if I was this person, or if I did this back then, would have came to the same timeline, or came whatever, you know. But like I say, it'll unlock a whole plethora of things that you ask yourself, or you wonder about yourself, or whatever. I know for me, it changed the way I think, or I'm gonna say process certain information. So it's like, I'm the same person, but I move a little different since I move a little different. I know I do.
So do you see growth in the therapy or?
Oh, most definitely. Yeah.
Now me, I grew, but you know, when you feel like you got to get baptized again because you just didn't take the first time. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel about therapy. because honestly, like, I have a wall that I put up. Mm-hmm. And it slowly goes down when I'm around certain people. But I keep that wall up. And then I'm an overthinker. Mm-hmm. And that is one of my biggest problems, especially with me, overthinking. Because one, if I'm talking to someone or talking to anyone, even let it be a friend or if I'm talking to somebody that I'm interested in, I've already started to start thinking of scenarios in my head and plan them out to make expectations for you as well as for me to follow. And I mess myself up in the end because what I thought out or overthunk to get to where I'm at, you don't meet them expectations.
Yep.
And I mess myself up in the long run because why did I even force myself to even go that far in advance with you to try to help with the overthinking or even making up that scenario? Because, like, one person that I dated, well, we messed around or whatever we used to do way back in the gap. Yeah. I hold everyone to that pedestal.
Gotcha.
And I feel like no one has yet to meet that pedestal for them. And I really hate that for myself because now I feel like I won't find somebody that will be able to date me because I'm focused on them meeting a pedestal for somebody that don't even give a care about me anymore because they've moved on. I know that I've seen and I know that they've moved on, but that pedestal was a standard that I held close with them, and I feel like everyone should meet that standard. And then that's when I be like, okay, well, I'm talking to you, and then now I want you to meet this standard, but in all honesty, you will never meet that standard. Or if you have met the standard, I wouldn't know because if you met the standard, I'm about to add more to the standard. And it's going to still basically make you not be who that person was.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I feel like I try my best to manage that. But, it's working, but it's not working.
Gotcha.
And I'm trying. Trust me. I'm honestly trying. I try. Trust me. But it's hard.
For me, it was, so, mom and dad, they split when I was about 11th grade.
That's a long time.
They did.
Longer than my mom and my dad. I was still a child, so.
And I'm the baby. I was in kindergarten, so. So they split when I was 11th grade. And my dad became a heavy alcoholic. Now, in the midst of things, of course, I didn't understand it. Mm-hmm. I just saw my dad drinking. You know, he being an alcoholic. People calling me, hey, come and get your dad. He starting stuff. Mm-hmm. Or he didn't pass out, you know. And I was embarrassed about it. So 11th grade, I'm having to, you know, take care of him. I got to cook because he drunk way more than he ate. Mm-hmm. So I'm having to supply meals and stuff like that, cook the meals or whatever, go to make groceries or whatever for the house. So I was bouncing back and forth between his house and my mom's house. Then 12th grade year, prom week, matter of fact, my mom had a stroke. So now, I'm having to go from his house to making sure her house is straight to the hospital to make her straight. Once she got to the hospital, she went to a rehabilitation center. So it's like 12th grade year, or at least the end of 12th grade year, I'm having to take care of both parents, whatever. Don't get me wrong. I'm not doing it all by myself. It's me and myself.
Yeah, I understand. You know. So, I got a question. Now, you know, with that happening, do you feel like that made you grow up quicker?
It definitely did.
And not let you experience what, you know, a usual 11th grader would usually experience at that time?
It did. I got to experience some stuff. Or, you know, I got to do some stuff. Mm-hmm. But it made me grow up a lot faster. So it's like starting to having to do that at such a young age the mentality of taking care of people kind of grew within me. So it's like everybody I meet or everybody I was associated with, mm-hmm. I was calling them a friend.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to take care of everybody. If they say something that's wrong or if something needs fixed, they don't even have to ask. I just jump to it. So it's like that. And when I wasn't getting the same energy in return, it was just building up anger, resentment, whatever was building up inside of me. So it's like, yeah, everybody see me, I'm laughing, I'm always in good spirit, but on the inside, I'm pissed off.
A ticking time bomb.
Yeah, I'm a ticking time bomb. So, and I caught myself releasing that on some things or some people that didn't deserve it, you know. But like I learned, everybody is not your friend.
True.
And it's okay.
True, true.
It's okay to know that. I used to also measure my value based off of how much I could help other people. So if I couldn't do this, I wasn't proud of myself, or, you know, I just, yeah.
And I feel like that's one thing, like, when people see me, they be like, oh, you're so nice, you do this and that. Let me tell you something. I am an introvert. I do not like people. Yes, I'm nice. I don't mind being nice because that's the golden rule, you know, show respect to get respect.
Mm.
But I don't like people. I really don't. Like, I would like to meet other people and stuff, be nice and go out there and, you know, date. And I mean, which I do date, or, you know, I fool around and stuff like that. But I don't like people at all. And, like, I was speaking to one female. She was like, oh, you're just too nice. You never had a dude speak to somebody or ask you how your day was? Mm-hmm. Or, I mean, you're not used to that or something? I'm lost. Like,
right.
But everybody don't know. Like, and I understand, yeah, you have events in your life that will make you or trigger you to have that type of heart and always, you know, reach out for other people. And then you be what they call the strong friend. And mm-hmm. then at the end of the day, you don't get checked up on.
Mm-hmm.
And that really hurts, especially me, because I feel like I am a strong friend for some of my friends. And when they don't, you know, check up on me, I feel like, you know, damn, I checked up on you. I always, you know, either text you out the blue and say, hey, how you doing? Thinking of you. Or, you know, how your day going? How did you do today? You know, I check up on people, and I feel like don't nobody kind of check up on me. Or if they do, I don't feel like it's sufficient enough. Like, I do. And yeah. I feel like this, you know, we need more black men around here, you know. So let people know that we do care about them. Because now, like, I be seeing on TikTok, it be a lady. I seen her. She made a video. And so she was like, you know, it could be the ugliest black man up in there. But she'll just tell him, you look good, King. Or, you know,
right.
make him smile or something. Because, trust me, it was a mud in my house. So, you just to make them smile, just let him know, like, okay, somebody looking at me made me smile today. Because you don't ever know. That could have stopped him from being depressed, or for him to even contemplate something else that could have ended him. You know, that...
Self-harm.
Yeah, that brought something to him to make him feel a certain type of way for the day. So, I feel like I always check on your strong friends because, yeah, they want to get talked to as well. They don't want to be, you know, by themselves the whole time, you know.
But, mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I just feel like that's one of my things. Cause I mean, everybody has a traumatic thing that happened to them as kids, or, you know.
Yeah.
Currently, like me, I had, you know, a few traumatic events, but, you know, that's between me and my therapist. Cause I'm not here to, you know, expose myself or whatever. But yeah, so yeah, I confidently agree that everyone should check their mental and ask somebody how are they doing. Not just black men, but just check on everyone. Make sure everyone is okay.
All right. Yep.
Don't limit it to just how it's talking to your one or two friends, and then. Cause me personally, when I talk to my friends, I ask like how their husbands or their wives are doing. I want to check on everybody just to make sure. After you tell me they okay, I'm done worried about your wife and your husband. I don't want to talk about them no more. Let's get to the conversation at hand. I don't, cause that for I only go so far into the business that minds me.
Right.
I don't want to be all in your business. I don't want to know that your husband Joe and he done get into with the manager at his job and.
Nah.
I don't want to hear all that. I just want to know if he okay. He still breathing. Your kids still good. Okay, now back to the conversation with us. You know, let us talk. So, and I told one of my friends that she was like, you honestly, like, you check on everybody, but, like, at the end of the day, we just really honestly talk. We don't go into a whole deep conversation about, you know, my nuptials and all this. I care for y'all nuptials, but I really don't care. Do that sound bad?
No, because, like. Because,
one, I didn't call for them.
Man, I used to try and. I'm not going to say satisfy everybody, but I guess you can say that.
Yeah.
Satisfy your man. They, like.
Are you like, okay?
Oh, yeah. I ain't getting no sleep last night. Oh,
okay. I was just making sure your eyes are like water. I thought this was
not an emotional. You know I got sleep apnea.
Oh, I didn't. You still have that?
What do you mean?
I didn't know.
You can get rid of that?
No, I don't think so.
I didn't sleep with my machine last night. I didn't.
I'm leaving you to do better with life. I didn't know because so, I was like, I didn't know if the topic was getting to you or something.
I fall asleep, you know, so I'm trying to like.
Need you to do better.
Yeah. You
wear the mask. You wear a BPAP, CPAP?
BPAP. What's a BPAP?
It's a smaller, it doesn't cover your whole face.
Oh, yeah, I got the one that just covers your
nose.
That's
B.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah.
My grandma had C.
I want the C is to cover your both. Okay. Yeah, I want that one. I'm gonna get one of
make you look like the people from off of Wakanda, the water people, covers your whole nose and mouth.
Oh yeah, true. I want to get that one.
Yeah, but yeah, when it slides off and all that air be gushing out, you're not gonna like that.
Oh yeah, the one that's go over your nose. I don't have the one that go in your nose. I ain't got that one. It's cover my nose, and it can shift and it.
Yeah. But it's a horrible noise with the CPAP. It's horrible.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's just loud.
Very much so.
But the thing is, when it's slipped like that, all that strong force, is not like that when it's sealed. I don't know. I don't know why.
Because it's enclosed.
It sounds harsh. For other people, when somebody else hears, like, it's blowing that hard. I'm like, no, it's not.
Yeah.
Because
I used to hate when my grandma. God rest her soul. I used to hate spending the night at her house. And she put that machine on. I used to hate it. Because, I don't know. It's like she would put it on. And then, I guess I know for sure she was sleeping good. I know my grandma was sleeping good. Because it would just tilt just a little bit.
Really?
I miss that later, bro. But... I know that made. I used to hate to hear that noise because it was horrible. And it was like, oh my gosh, like, ma'am, you don't hear that? Like, wake up and fix your mask. And then I guess it finally would wake her up and then she would fix it. And she'll go back to sleep and it'll slide back off. And I'm like,
so she'll probably have an episode. It's what they call it, an episode, like when you stop breathing. It's, I was having 19 episodes an hour.
Wow.
Some people have like
way
more. So you
died 19 times?
you just stop breathing 19 times an hour. Like, some people is like way higher.
And you know, I went to the doctor, not to cut you off, I'm sorry. But the lady said, hey, do you stop breathing when you go to sleep? Ma'am, I don't know.
I didn't even know I did that.
I, all I know is I wake up in the morning. I don't know. Wake up gasping for air or nothing.
No, I don't know.
But she asked me, and I was like, what the fuck? You mean, do I die? I'm trying to say, do I die in my sleep or something? I don't know. But, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. But, yeah, I just forgot to.
I need you to do better. Yeah. Do better with it. We need you. We need you here, y'all.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
All right. So, you all, we have another round of Name That Baby. So, we're going to name a few children celebrities. Now, I do know that Deshaun has a hard time with this subject.
First of all, the first episode, you cheated me on.
I did not
cheat. Second episode.
I think this is the scorecard for last time. No, I didn't keep score that day. That's rigged,
just like them votes.
Okay, so this was the last time between you and Tab.
See, you rigged it.
I didn't rig it.
See that? That
was to make the slash, because you only do 5 tally marks. You do 4, then you slash makes 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just get lost.
No, we was a tie.
So we're going to go ahead and name that baby. So in order for this to be, I'm going to show a picture like I always do. I'm going to give him clues, and we're going to hopefully he can name that child.
Yeah, you probably chose some people I ain't never heard of.
I'm going to let him, you know, get himself together.
Let's go.
And so we're going to go ahead. All right. So.
Oh, man, I got the first one. That's your boy T.I.
Okay. So that's 1 point for him because he knows the first person. It is the King of the South.
Yes, sir.
Tip Harris. Okay. So we're going to see how many.
He got a new show I saw.
He has a show. Do we? I didn't know. I know he has a podcast. I know he has an unapologetically podcast. Or an expeditiously. Because I know he likes to use that word.
I think it was that's Nelly. Hold on.
Yeah,
that's Nelly, my bad.
Really care for a Trump supporter. So here's our next person that was a child. Are you ready for your clue? He hosted the NAACP Awards. He was currently had a role with Viola Davis in the G20 movie. He played her husband. He had a hit show, Blackish.
I can't think of his name. I ain't gonna try to think of his name. Another movie he played on. He wasn't a security guard.
Yes, he was.
He
did play a security guard.
Okay.
He played Norman, the security officer. If you're talking about that movie, but I don't think you are.
What's the other movie he played in? He came to a lot of money. He had his big house.
I know what you're talking about, Mr. King, the King movie. He was a king or something.
He was staying in the.
He was supposed to be like kidnapped or something. He faked his kidnapping or something. I know what you mean.
No. What are you talking about? Well, he was inviting his family members over, but they was like real hood country ratchet. I might not be thinking about the same person.
I don't think you're thinking about the same person, but it's Anthony Anderson, though.
Yeah. It was like a comedy movie where he came into a lot of money. And his people's coming over. They had all these ratchet cars, loud music, stuff like that.
I don't know. I'm going to have to Google that after these.
I'm going to have to tell you. But I couldn't think of his real name, though. But
it's Anthony Anderson.
I don't think I ever knew his real name. That's your boy. Not White Chicks.
No.
He
had a great show in the 90s. It was amazing. You know his show. Everybody knows his show. It was named,
I probably do.
It was named after him.
He played on the cover. Then he dressed as a woman.
He did.
Yeah, I can't think of his name though. But you know who I'm talking about.
I do know who you're talking about. Give me some type of part of his name. It's like,
oh man, look, you know, I'm
he's
horrible.
Named after one of the greats.
After his death?
No, he's not named after his dad. He's actually named after a civil rights activist.
I'm not going to guess the name. I'm horrible with names. But I can tell you the movie he played in.
He had a show. What was the name of his show?
Martin.
Okay. He was named after Dr. Martin Luther King.
My bad. Next. Hold on, go back though. Hold on.
You don't see them ears, bro?
That's crazy. He got darker. Well, everybody. I'm sorry. My bad. That was okay.
Okay. Next child.
Boy, the mean.
Wow, really? You was happy, but you're gonna give the wrong name.
I'm putting cases on all you. I'm just okay. Denzel.
Okay, good job. Proud of you.
Yeah.
I don't know how you was gonna miss that.
Dang, that's him now?
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, this uncle, and it's not Denzel. His name is Denzel.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, Denzel.
Yeah. And we've been pronouncing it wrong all really? Our lives. It's
Denzel. Dang, my bad. Yeah.
Alright, next baby. Now, this is a rapper. He performed at the Super Bowl this year.
I ain't watched Super Bowl.
That's sad.
I don't do sports.
So, yeah. He has a beef with Drake.
Kendrick Lamar?
Yeah, that's Kendrick.
Oh. Dang. The glow up was... Dang. Dang. Yeah, hard life.
How you gonna say that about that man?
I'm sorry. I mean...
He probably didn't have one.
He probably did. Yeah, he definitely don't have one now.
Clearly. Okay, so we're done with that group. We're going to go ahead into our next group.
Oh, that's Raven.
Okay, look at you. Somebody.
Look at you, said.
Currently, yes, that's her now.
I'm talking about the baby picture.
Yeah, that's her now, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like the baby picture.
I mean, she didn't have... Now, they say she ain't had no eyebrows. That girl got some eyebrows right there.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with the baby.
Yeah, I'm about to mess him up because I think he's about to get a little harder now on these pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone knows her. She is a queen of comedy.
Hold on.
She
a comedian.
Yeah, she is. I just said that.
You said, oh, you showed my fault.
She is a queen of comedy. She's been blackballed by Tyler Perry. She just recently He blackballed her.
Really?
Yeah. She doesn't like Oprah or Tyler. She just got back good with Lee Daniels. She had a lawsuit with Netflix.
Dang.
So who is it? She had a show on UPN. It was a spinoff from Moesha.
I didn't watch that.
Dang. Nothing.
I know who she is, though. I just can't. Because I know it ain't Latif.
No, it's not Queen.
Yeah, it ain't Latif. I can't think of her name, but I know who she is, though. I can't think of her name.
Monique?
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't have gotten that one. I knew who she was, I just couldn't think of her name. But, boy, that gray is working, though. I like that. That's her currently?
Yes, it's her currently.
Really nice. She look good.
She lost a lot of weight.
She did. She looks really good.
All right, next. Man, if you don't know who this is, I'm going to be really upset with you. Because everybody had a crush on her.
Really?
Everybody.
Oh, Nia Long.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was about to say, everybody had a crush on Nia Long. Because if you didn't get that right, I was going to be really upset with you. Bro.
God. Yeah.
What?
Not Sierra.
My favorite Victoria's Secret model.
Wasn't she with Boris Kojo?
No, she was not. She was not married. That's not his wife.
Then they played like a couple on the show?
I probably don't think so.
But her eyes. I don't know her name. But
you know her name. She's a Victoria's Secret model. She was Will Smith.
Wasn't she on Real Husband Hollywood?
No. You're talking about Nicole Ari Parker. No, that's not her.
No, I'm talking about her.
She had a show. She was America's Next Top Model show. a no point.
I know, because I always said she looked like a Barbie doll.
Clearly, yes. She started in a movie that was about a Barbie doll.
Toy Story. Bruh. It wasn't Toy Story, was it?
It was not Toy Story. It was called Life Size.
I knew it was something. Man. I knew it was something.
Life Size, Toy Story. Two different
things. It was something. And she played it, so I would, okay. Yeah.
No point. Okay.
But she did.
It's Tyra.
I wasn't going to get that. I know who these people are, just the names. To me, that count. Boy, everybody hates Chris. Boy. Is that, what is his name?
Chris Rock.
Oh, okay. My bad. That's what Chris is his real name.
Yeah, Chris is his real name. Yeah.
That was a hit show.
Was it though?
I like that show. Everybody hates Chris. You ain't like that?
I mean, it was okay. I just hate to hear him talk.
Oh.
So that was the end of that perfect round, you know.
I got most of them. I can tell you.
We're going to tally up the votes, 5, 6, 7.
I can tell you who these people were. I just couldn't get their name. I think that counts for something.
No. So you got 3 wrong, and I got 7. So you still won, but you got
3 wrong. Yeah, y'all, see, there y'all go cheating again.
No.
If I can tell you,
it don't work like that.
A little something about them, you know.
We ain't going there for no. So, all right, y'all. We are going to go ahead and go into our opinion for today. We have a new opinion.
Okay.
So, again, if y'all would like to write us and let us know that y'all want to be, you know, hey, have us to talk about your opinion and stuff, and let us know that hey. I want y'all to read a comment or concern or something. If you want to tell us about our show, if you like us or you don't like us, I'll read it. You know, we gonna judge you and we gonna say something about it. But you know, it is what it is. All right, so now time for the section of we listen but we don't judge, but we gonna judge. So, hey y'all. Love the show, and I want to say that guy that was on there with his friend was fine AF. Ma'am, that's a child.
Oh,
I guess you're talking about my niece and her best friend. I mean, he ain't really a child. I mean, he's out of high school.
They might be the same age. I don't know.
Well, you know what? I probably don't know.
Yeah, see?
See, I'm jumping the gun, but, yeah, that's a child. Well, let me tell y'all all about my situation. I want to tell this guy that I like him, but I'm not sure how to go up to him. He has hazel honey eyes and a light skin, and we have hung out before, but it was something about him this last time we hung out with mutual friends. He really stood out more. Well, my friend said she was going to go ahead and see what the hype is about, but I don't want him to be with her. I want him. Should I tell my friend to back off, get the courage to see if he has feelings, and we both nervous? What? I'm sorry, your typing is horrendous. Forget about, or should I just slide in your guest host DM? Again to this child that was on the show. I need help because I really don't want to beat my friend up for knowing that I want him and she gets it before me. Love to hear a good answer to help me out. Brittany J. Brittany J, first and foremost, I would like to say thank you for writing us and asking for our opinion of the situation at hand. Secondly, that's an 18-year-old. I mean, well, he's legal, so I mean,
definitely
he's of age.
But you don't know how old she is.
I don't know how old you are, so if you're above the age of 30, please get away from that boy. That is a boy. And I don't want his mama listening to our show and then she come beat my head. You know, I don't want that. Because she be like, you invite my son on the show, and then now you got these grown women looking at my son. I don't want that. I don't want that at all. Cause his mom look like she can fight. Like she fight dudes.
Well.
But I am gonna hold your hand with a napkin when I say this. Walk up to the guy. Mm-hmm. Do that. That's it. Done. If you like him, if you say you like him, walk up to him.
Yeah.
Talk to me. You don't know. I don't want you to beat your friend ass, but walk up to the man and be like,
I wonder which one of them said they wanted him first.
Yeah. But I feel like your friend probably done already beat you to the punch.
She might have.
Nah. Because how would you even know?
You have to count that as a loss.
Yeah. Because it's not like he's going to tell you, and I'm sure your friend's not going to tell you.
Then, yeah.
They not going to tell you that. They don't. Hey,
did you mean?
So.
It is what it is.
Yeah, you done, you fucked up.
Oh, it's a friend like that.
Again, I'm learning a lot of new stuff about you a lot lately. This is very sad.
I mean, it wasn't my fault.
That's what they all say.
It was. I promise you it was. I'm so serious. I'm serious. It wasn't. I didn't do it. Matter of fact, I gave him the tools he needed to shoot his shot. Which he did. He shot his shot. Got the number.
He didn't get the rebound?
No.
You got the rebound and put it. I got you.
So, this was back in college. He saw her. He liked her. Didn't want to approach her. He wanted me to approach her. Like, no, I'm not doing
that. Yeah, because you're the wingman.
I'm not doing that.
Okay.
I'm going to set it up to where y'all going to coincidentally, be in the same space. And that you better take the opportunity, like him and them. So, they talk, swap numbers. They never went out. They only saw each other on campus. She started hanging out with the group. It was only three of us. She started hanging out with the group. And one day, I was chilling. I was by myself. Teacher was missing. I didn't have class. Chilling outside. She came to me and shot her shot. I was like, dang. Now, in my head, hey. But I did the right thing.
Did you tell him?
Yeah, okay. I did the right thing. I told him. I said, "Hey, my boy, he likes you. I don't want to go behind his back." Okay. I said, "If you feel that way, I said you need to talk to him. I need to talk to him. We both need to talk to him. Whatever." So, within the same week, you know, I was like, "Hey, talk to your girl." He's like, "Nah, I ain't talk to her." I said, "Well, I said you might want to talk to her." He's like, "What happened?" I said, "You just might want to talk to her." So she ended up coming around, and I thought I gave it a look. Now, after everything was said and done, he said, "It's cool. I understand. No harm filed. No, you know, no love lost." Yeah, he blocked me.
I feel like he shouldn't have blocked you because, I mean, he told him.
He blocked me. He didn't say nothing. Like, I was like, "What up, dog?" He looked at me and kept walking. Oh, hell.
If you didn't have Riz, sir, you just didn't have Riz. You know?
Yeah.
But, ma'am, walk up to that man. If you like the boy, the guy, or, you know, the young man, walk up to him. Tell him how you feel.
Yep.
If you want to slide into my guest host DM, slide up into his DM. I'll tell him to look forward to a message from you. Or whatever. But it's not like your friend gonna probably tell you that she done already messed with the man you like. If not, it is what it is. You know, you waited too late. So, do better next time. Go ahead. Bite the bullet. Walk up to him. Tell him that you like him. Tell him that you want to talk to him. Exchange numbers. I know y'all probably following each other on Instagram or on social media some type of way because you too involved. And if y'all got mutual friends, then, you know, just set something up.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Top Golf or something, you know. Be like, you know, hey, come hang out with us. And, you know, just sit by them and then flirt and show your friend that you the one that got interest in back the fuck up. That's what you do. You tell. That's how you show to your friend, to back up. This is yours. This is what you came here for. We not gonna do all that. So, I'm listening to you. I'm trying not to judge, but I am gonna judge because why are you not shooting your shot? Let me tell y'all something. The man ain't always gotta shoot a shot. I mean, don't keep me wrong.
I do agree with that.
We ain't gotta always shoot.
Because sometimes we literally be minding our, we have tunnel vision.
That's it.
We one track mind. We focus on what we focus
that's
on.
It.
We might not even see you.
Personally.
I'm just saying. So
take your free throw. Do a layup. Take a 2-pointer, 3-pointer. Half court if you feel like you're strong enough.
Slam dunk.
Take the shot. It's okay. Mm-hmm. Nobody's gonna judge you because you come in and talk to us. We don't care.
He might not even know you feel that.
Exactly.
He might think you're not even interested, so that's why he ain't said that. So
shoot your shot, never young lady.
Situation.
And another thing, you bold because you gave us your name. I mean, you didn't give us your last name, but you gave us your name. And don't nobody really give us a name when they do these things. And I'm proud of you. So Brittany, shoot your shot. Talk to that man. He might not want to. He might be scared to talk to you. Or he might be liking you and you don't even know it because he waiting on you to say something. Because he feel the way that we feel that every man don't got to shoot a shot. And how would you know that y'all don't like each other if you ain't shoot a shot?
Or show any interest.
That part. Because everybody went in the gym with you shooting. So
if you didn't show some kind of interest, he probably would have reciprocated.
Well, Brittany, again, I hold both of your hands with a napkin. And I say this to you. Shoot your shot. That's my judgment for you. I judge. So,
I would say, don't say we.
I judge. That's why I'm holding your hand with a napkin when I say this. Shoot your shot. Talk to that man. Do what you have to. But if you feel like deep down in your heart that you want to talk to my guest host, Kobe, I would tell him that you would like to slide in his DMs. You can send a message to our Snap, I'm sorry, we don't have a Snapchat, but you can send a message to our Instagram and I will share his profile.
Or TikTok.
And I will share that with him so he can know that you were interested in him. Talk to him.
She can slide in his inbox. Like, don't you want to take me?
What?
To, I don't know. Did you say a top? Let me say something about Top Golf.
Yeah, we go to Top Golf, but why you guys start to send us off? Like, don't you want to take me? Yeah, no, I don't want to take you. I don't want to take you. Like, maybe say, hey, would you be interested in going or something? Don't say, don't you want to take me? Because how you going to perceive that I want to take you somewhere?
I guess it's on a different level.
Yeah. If y'all... And that ain't no 90s level, so don't try to put that with the 90s, because we ain't talking
about that. No, I ain't talking about the 90s level. I'm saying, so say if y'all mutual friends, all y'all hang out together collectively.
But that ain't how you ask somebody out, though, Deshaun. Male or female. You don't say, don't you want to? No.
Oh.
You sound like a pussycat. What the kitty cat doll girls? Don't you wish... No, I don't wish nothing. Oh. Don't do nothing. Just say, hey, would you like to do this? But don't be like Alicia Keys. And stalk that man, get his number, and remember his order, and then call him. That was very stalkerish. And I hate that for her.
Alicia Keys?
Yeah, in the song, You Don't Know My Name? Or was it You Don't Know My Name? One of them songs, she called the guy, the dude, Most Def, that was starring in the video. She was like, you know, hey, I heard your name is Michael. You know, you always come in and get the special with the hot chocolate. They tell me to add water, but I always use milk and cream.
Oh, wow.
Now, God forbid this man was eating a special, a blue plate special with hot chocolate. And he came in with a suit on. So, you know, I guess he had a good job. Well, he was probably doing interviews. Sir, the meal was like yams and macaroni and cheese and, of course, a protein, a meat or something. Mm. And you're drinking that with a hot chocolate.
Oh, no. See, sir, that right there.
Your stomach was BG's. You had BG's, sir. But Alicia Keys, I'd never live that down, and I really hate that for you.
That was one of her music videos?
Yeah. And I'm going to find it.
She ain't got to do nothing like that.
Shoot. I think it's You Don't Know My Name. but
she can just walk in.
When you but see, she was a waitress in the video.
Oh, okay.
But I have to show you the video. You're gonna be like, you really did that, huh? You
know,
you
no.
Had his number and everything. She asked him out. So be like Alicia Keys on their part of asking him out, but talk to him. You slide into my guest host DM. He probably looking for somebody. You know, he said he was single, so he might be looking for somebody. You never know. But, you know, I want to say thank you to everyone that participated and watched in this show today. We thank you. We don't want to hold y'all any much longer because I know y'all want to go eat Sunday dinner and get ready for work tomorrow. If y'all got to work tomorrow.
Yeah, because I'm shopping and go get on this grill. Hey, I got to go to Kroger first. I'm going to remember to get the meat this time.
See, it's the person that just got a lemon and forgot the tilapia. Exactly. So, Men's Mental Health Month, we appreciate all men. We thank you all for all that you do. Check on your strong friends. Check on your male friends to make sure that they are in their right mind, in the mental state of their mind, to make sure that they feel like they are included in this world. So, we are about to go, and again, thank y'all enough. Can't thank y'all enough for tuning in to the show. We appreciate everything, you know. Hope that y'all enjoyed this episode. Again, I will keep y'all notified when we are coming back for season 3. Season finale is coming soon, so make sure y'all follow us on our social medias. I'm going to drop them in the description box below so that you can be able to see when the season finale is coming up and when we will be coming back for season 3. And like I said, we will be shaking up some things, so we might have some new co-hosts. We might not. We might have some new stagehands. We might have people that might be working the lights. Maybe have somebody even videotaping. You never know. Might even have Vanna White come through and hold the trophy for us. So, I mean, it's going to be a lot of stuff. So, if they, you know, people don't, if Deshaun don't get his contract extension for next season, he'll know. So, and again, thank y'all so much for watching. You know, we appreciate you. So, until next time, because, you know, I'm going to go see my Auntie Beyonce in Atlanta in 14 days. So, after we come back, you know, we'll tell us about that experience. So we'll be happy. And we're going to go ahead and let y'all go so y'all can eat Sunday dinner again. And more blessings to everyone. Y'all have a great one. Have a safe one. Be safe. Stay productive. Don't do nothing that I wouldn't do. Honestly, don't do what I
tell
wouldn't
us, do. Don't add to the population. Don't take away from the population.
That part. So, yeah. keep on doing what you're doing, but in a good way.
Yeah.